Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Dana's Dirt is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana.
So Kim Kardashian continues on with
yes,
her bragging. Yes, about her pile of presents amid this ongoing backlash about the island party that she had that she just seems to be completely tone deaf about. She spent about $1 million.
For a birthday party.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's the 40th. I get it. It's big, but my gosh.
I mean, she's got it, so there's, you know.
I know, but just right now.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you go to this private island where just outside of France, whatever, you rent a private Boeing 727, whatever it is. It's like, must be nice.
See, I think she would have been fine if she had made it sound like back to simpler things, you
yeah,
know,
right.
Back to normal things.
Yes. So glad to see things yes. Normal again to be able to hang out with my family.
I know.
I know you can't maybe hug, you know, your mom or somebody right now, but we had a great time on this private island. All right, yeah. Kim. Move on, Kim.
Or do a giveaway where you give that experience to someone else. Like, I want someone else to live my life and... Now you're like, oh, well, yeah, maybe it could be me.
I like now, this idea.
Now all of a sudden Kim Kardashian has a cape on,
right?
Doesn't she? Yeah,
right.
I like that idea, Dana.
It sounds like Brad Pitt is single again. He and that model, Nicole... Petrolski.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever got her last name right.
Nicole P.
No,
it doesn't matter anymore.
I know. I don't want to be disrespectful. But they had a 3-month whirlwind romance. I don't think anybody really thought that was going to last. And I thought that she was a doppelganger for Angelina anyway.
Yeah.
Which made it kind of weird.
Weird.
I mean, weird for me.
Listen, you know what I'm still hopeful of, right? Come on, Brad and Jen.
Let it go.
Thank you, Adina.
Really don't want Jen to get back with the guy who cheated on her.
I don't necessarily either. I just want to be right and say that I called it 15 years ago.
Let it go. Adele has made her relationship status pretty clear following rumors about a romance with Skepta. They've been friends for a long time, I guess.
Right.
And then we've talked about it, that she wants him and Naomi Campbell wants him and which one of them is going to get him. But she... posted a message to the people on Saturday Night Live and the viewers and said, good luck with the election, America. I love you so much. Look after each other and go easy on yourselves. Happy Halloween. I'm going back to my cave now to be the... And then she, like, emphasized, single cat lady that I am. Peace out till next year.
Whatever, man. She was great on Saturday Night Live. She looks amazing. She can sing the cover off of anything.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like she's dating anybody.
She just doesn't want to hook up or anything right now. All right.
Well, I think she's making it clear that she's not dating this man.
That man particularly.
Are the rumors, yeah.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Growing up with your parents in your house, were they pranksters? Did they like to scare you? Did they like to scare you especially around Halloween time?
Anytime.
I didn't have this growing up.
No, my dad.
I feel left out. Was this your house growing up? 407-919-1051. What did your dad just year-round just bop? That kind of stuff?
Yes, he was exactly that guy. And we worked with somebody here who was the same way. And like to scare people, I'm like, you're just like my dad. My mom was taking a shower once. I'm like, this should just be completely out of bounds. Uh-huh. And there was a window in the bathroom.
No.
He pulled the curtains, he went outside and he just put his face in the window. And it was in the evening. And so when she pulled back the curtains, it's like, you can take things too far. It got so bad. My mom and I were in the bedroom, their bedroom once, just watching television. And we could see down the hall, my dad sitting on the couch in the living room. And he got up, like, to go to the kitchen to get something. And we were, moving.
You're always living on the edge with them.
It's like, you have to stop.
Did it get worse around Halloween, or is just 365? You better know Easter. He's going to get you.
Yeah, I don't remember it being that bad on Halloween, because he probably didn't want you to be able to guess that it was going to happen.
Coming.
Yeah. It's like scaring me.
Your poor mom when she opened that shower curtain. That's like 911 kind of
stuff. That's bad. That's really bad. I'm like, Dad, what if she had slipped in the shower? It's like, you're not thinking two, three steps ahead.
No.
It's like,
I got a good one, didn't I?
I got a good one.
And Chantel, you had a doll that you grew up with that you hated.
Yeah, so it wasn't even my doll. It was my mom's doll. And she knew how much this doll scared the life out of me. So she decided to take it and move it around the house all of the time. So I would just be walking and then the doll would be there. Mm-hmm. And now I have a huge fear of dolls, and I blame my mother for this.
Your mom created Elf on a Shelf.
She did. She's the OG of the elf. Of the elf doll.
You know, but there's a certain doll and it looks like an old lady. It's a baby doll. It's like a hard face. It's not like
with
that soft
the eyes that open and close, kind of like one of those.
Yeah, where they almost are so heavy they almost click or something. That doll is scary.
So she posted a picture of it on our Facebook page. I wonder if it's the same one. Go look at this.
I will.
It is a creepy looking doll.
So scary.
And it looks like it's kind of green too. So yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if I feel left out about my parents not scaring the heck out of me, torturing me growing up or not. But if you had those parents and they like to get you, and they're pranksters and they like to scare you, especially around Halloween time. What did they do? And what was one of the best stories? 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
Dana and Chantel's parents, well, Dana's dad, Chantel's mom, both love to scare them growing up. Pull pranks on them, freak them out. Did you have parents like that growing up, especially around Halloween time? Rhiannon, was it like that in your house too?
Yes. When I was probably, I think it was around when I was like early teenage years. It was after, right after the movie The Ring came out. Me and my stepsister were in my room watching it, and my dad wanted to scare us, so he had the brilliant idea of coming right outside my door while we were watching the movie and played his cell phone, like the ringtone, so it would ring, and we would get scared, and it worked. My dad's just sitting there busting out laughing, and I'm like, that was not funny.
So let me ask you this. Will this rub off on you as a parent? Are you planning on scaring your own kids?
I don't know.
It runs in the family.
It's up in the air right now. All right. Well, at least we know it's an option. Have a great morning.
Yes, you too.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
No, she did.
The Daily Dilemma.
With Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
All right, here we go. This poor guy sounds stressed out, needs a little bit of advice this morning. Let's see if we can all help him out.
So I left my job back in April. While I was looking for the new job, I kind of decided I wanted to keep an open mind and kind of try something different that I've never done before. So after quite a bit of time, I did start a new job, actually at the beginning of October, October 1st to be exact. And I can honestly say, after a short period of time, that I hate it. I really don't like my new job. I figured it's a mistake. I can admit to that. But now I'm just really concerned of how bad it would look on my resume to have lost the job. And then now to have quit a job. If I do decide to do that, should I go ahead and do that, not concerned about what it would seem like on my resume, or should I just ask my new boss that this is not for me and hope that there's something else, a different department that maybe I can be moved into rather than just quitting? Just need some help on trying to figure that out. Thank you.
Guy, he sounds so down in the dumps. Like, give that man a hug and a new job.
I need another cup of coffee. I need a little bit of a perk.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, I want to go in this morning. I think honestly, if you go to the boss and say, look, I gave it a go, but this isn't for me, and you're completely honest, I don't think that's a bad thing to you. Like, this wasn't for me. I feel like I could do better for you in another department.
I mean, that sounds good. I just don't know I can't say that for sure. Like, as advice, I don't know what this person's boss is like.
Right.
You never know.
Or what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, like, you know, kind of undercover, just look around and see what else might be out there.
Right.
If it's time for you to jump, maybe find your next job before you resign. Or if you find something, then go to your boss, say, I don't feel like this is working. And then see if they could find. So you at least have something. I mean,
some sort of backup plan.
Yeah. I mean, life is short. Too short to be this miserable. He really sounds miserable.
He does.
And you're laughing at him, Dana.
No, not really.
I feel for him. You know? But I don't know. If you got some advice for him. And also, I don't know if it'll necessarily look bad. If you lost your job and then you quit. Well, I don't know if it's going to look horrible on your resume. Just leave that part off.
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
No, kid, you can't do that. If you got some advice for them, 407-919-1051. See if we can help them out this morning.
Mix 105.1.
Daily Dilemma this morning. He took on a job and he's not happy with it. He doesn't know what to do. Should he just quit? Should he ask to be moved to different departments? He just doesn't want it to look bad on his resume. Sherry, you got some advice for him? What do you think?
Good morning. I'm so sorry to hear the troubles that this guy's having. And I really think he just needs to leave it off his resume. Not every single thing that you do needs to go on that piece of paper. And, you know, the other job that he had, it sounds like he had it for a while and hopefully would be a good reference for him.
Isn't there a chance that they're going to say, well, what happened during this period? What have you been doing? I mean, you can't lie. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say lie, but he could say, I tried something out and it didn't work out for me.
And that's why I'm here.
Okay.
So as long as you're honest. Okay.
I was there for a significant amount of time, so I didn't put it on there. I don't know.
All right.
That is a good question.
Sherry, thanks for calling. I appreciate the advice.
I hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
Kathy, what do you think? Can you help him out?
Yeah, I've been in kind of a similar situation, although it was years ago. And I went to the president of my company and basically said the same thing. Look, this isn't working out. The person I'm working with is very abusive towards me. And is there something else within the company that I could move into? It did not go well.
Oh.
And so I ended up quitting and then finding another job. But it's always easier to find a job when you have a job because it puts you in a better position to negotiate salary and benefits.
So he needs to start looking now and not necessarily go to the boss.
Absolutely.
Good advice. Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, sorry you went through that.
Hey, it worked out better. I'm doing really well.
Oh, there you go. Well, thanks for calling with the advice. Hopefully it helps him out.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, Kathy.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
If you're going through something in your life right now, whether it's at work or whatever, you can't make up your mind about just a simple decision, we're here for you. It's called Flip Service, and all we do is we flip a coin, heads or tails, and we help you make up your mind. It's that simple. 407-919-1051. Call us with two options. We'll help you decide. If you don't mind, I'd like to start it off today.
Oh, sure.
All right, so next week, November 4th, is my 25th wedding anniversary, okay? So
congrats.
Stacy and I were going to go out of town or something, but we're not. We're going to stay put. So actually, on Wednesday, we can't decide. She wants to go out and do fondue. I want to stay home and I want to do like filet mignon and like a candlelit dinner, something along those lines. So we're actually torn and I go, I'm going to flip a coin for it. I know I should probably do what she wants.
You see me shaking my head.
I did. Right out of the corner of my eye, Dana's like, you better do what she wants. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Heads is Stacy gets fondue, tails staying home and I'm cooking. Here we go. Coins up. Caught. Staying home when we're cooking, you guys. It's that simple.
Wow.
Dana's still shaking her head.
I'm saying best two out of three here.
Come on, if I do everything, all she has to do is be wined and dined and candlelit and one of her favorite meals, and then I can do my own chocolate fondue at home.
Yeah, she doesn't want that.
Okay, never mind.
She doesn't. Okay, so Stacy doesn't ask for much. She really doesn't, ever.
All right, heads or tails? Should we take Dana's advice on this? No. We got one on Facebook. This is from Catherine's son. His name is Riley. Riley is going to get his hard cast on tomorrow. Riley can't call in. Riley wants to know, should he get red or teal? All right, so let's go to the coin corner. Riley, here you go, buddy. Red is heads, tails is teal. Well, that's a tongue twister. Here we go. Coins up. Caught. Get a red cast, my friend. That's what it's saying.
We will all see you coming.
Yeah. And let us sign it. Swing by. All right. So if you're trying to decide something, it can be something serious. It could be something silly. 407-919-1051. We'll help you out.
Mix 105.1.
If you wake up, can't make up your mind about something, that's where we come in. It's called Flip Service. We flip a coin for you and help you make up your mind. So, Juliana, good morning. And how are you?
Hi.
So what two things are you trying to decide between?
I'm trying to figure out if I should watch a horror movie on Halloween. It's like a cartoon kind of not scary movie.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's go to the coin. Heads, it's going to be a horror movie. Tails, it's going to be a non-scary, kind of a laid-back movie. Here we go. Coin's up. Caught. It's heads. It says you're going to watch a horror movie. Do you like scary movies?
Yeah.
You do? Dana doesn't.
Nope.
Yeah. I watched The Shining, and I didn't even flinch. I was just like, oh, that's happening. Oh, well.
So you'll be fine.
The other thing you can do is we're having a little party here at Mix 105.1 called The Eekend, and it's going to be some of your favorite songs and a whole big party starting at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So you can do that, too. You're invited.
Ooh, okay.
Have a great weekend. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You, too.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go!
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
And the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.